You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty 96.5, The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Got to skedaddle out of here today. It's getting hot. Got to mow the lawn.
Yeah, we do. I got a 10:30 appointment with the kiddos I told you about. Got to get them new passports. They got to have both parents present. Otherwise, they don't do it.
Okay. Oh, okay. I did good. Not know that.
Yeah, yeah. What is so, Mac, was your mom there when you got yours recently?
So, I got it wrong. I guess you take the bath and then you shower.
And then you skedaddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. You take the bath and then you shower. Tammy from the Westin takes a bath every day because she doesn't want to get her hair wet.
God bless her.
And I said, Tammy, you got a whole slew of a cabinet of free shower caps at the Westin. Just take them.
Yeah, just do that.
Hair gets frizzy. Can't do it.
I'd be the first one to buy that soap. Either way, there's Mahomes' analysis, and you said it's great, and you're ready to play it.
Yeah, let's play this analysis, because this is finally somebody who has a brain, unlike that guy, Acho, that we talked about yesterday.
Do you know what the word standard means?
I do.
Okay.
Harry, Patrick Mahomes did not have a huge statistical season by any measure, all right? But the Chiefs still went 15-2 and went and lost to in the Super Bowl. But what am I supposed to make of the last couple years, especially statistically? I mean, nothing huge. Not that impressive.
Team, didn't he, nerd?
I mean, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions last year. 27 touchdowns, 14 the year before. I mean, this was a quarterback who would never throw interceptions his first few years in the league as a starter. What am I supposed to make of that?
Well, I would say this about Patrick Mahomes. Now, we also have to look at who he's throwing the football to, right? Because it's not like he has the cream of the crop. Patrick Mahomes is still the standard in the National Football League, y'all. It doesn't matter. Have you noticed we never make excuses for Patrick Mahomes? Because he just finds a way to get it done. And it doesn't matter who he's out there with.
Beautiful analysis by Harry Douglas. Can we build him a statue outside of Arrowhead, please? And I'm being serious about that. That was probably the best analysis that any blowhard, gas bag, and whatever else Ben calls us,
feel attacked,
has said about Patrick Mahomes over the last 7 months or 6 months since they lost the Super Bowl, right? That was nails as to what he said. I believe Harry Douglas played in the NFL. I don't know who his nerd co-host was, but he really felt like Patrick Mahomes let him down on his fantasy team. What am I supposed to feel about that? Guy wins games, and then Harry Douglas comes out and says, okay, let's talk about who he throws to. And that's something that we talk about here, right? We've talked about that in Kansas City, but nationally, nobody talks about Kadropius Tony and whoever else he's had. MVS, Sky Moore, Hardman at times. Like
no wide receiver one or two in the previous year.
Exactly. And I'm
rookie
so glad.
Rookie wide receiver coming like, in the year league.
Yeah, exactly. Rookie wide receiver becoming your number one target 2 years ago to win the Super Bowl. And so that's a great point there. He's still the standard, y'all, in the NFL. I love the fact that he said that. And then he goes, and this is a guy, he's right. We don't make excuses for Patrick Mahomes. We make excuses for Josh Allen. We make excuses for Joe Burrow. We make excuses for Lamar Jackson. We made excuses for Jalen Hurts. Not one time has anybody that I can recall, and maybe I'm wrong, has anybody sat there and made an excuse for why Patrick Mahomes didn't win a game and make an excuse for Patrick Mahomes. We've never done anything like that at all because all he does is win, and he wins when it matters most. But all these other quarterbacks, well, Josh Allen, he's got a bad running game, or Joe Burrow's got a fur coat and a Batmobile. Like, there's all these excuses that we make for all of these other guys, but when it comes to Patrick Mahomes, if he loses, nobody makes excuses for Patrick Mahomes because usually he doesn't lose. He finds ways to win.
I just don't care anymore. Is that a lazy radio take? Like, I just don't care. Someone's like, yeah, Mahomes is like the fourth best quarterback in football. I'm like, okay.
Fine. If you think that, like, go for it. You're wrong.
I've seen three Super Bowl victories. I've seen five Super Bowls. I've seen the guy get only two. I mean, like.
Yeah, right.
It's like.
You run out of things to say.
The list of, like, trying to explain it, and then you hear people, you know, come up with their excuses, like, yeah, well, it was two Super Bowl losses. They were blowouts. And then you go back to those people who are like, well, what I've been told is that quarterbacks, you know, wins are not a quarterback stat. Are losses a quarterback stat? Well, in playoffs is when quarterback stats matter. Okay. Well, his numbers in last year's Super Bowl, not great. They weren't terrible. I mean, I know he got a lot of junk plays, but if we're going through the whole thing, and then you get to the – and then it's like every time you
And that's why stats don't matter right there, because Patrick Mahomes did not have a good game. Nobody played good in that Super Bowl.
I think it depends on the narrative, what you're trying to describe when it comes to the stat. But what I think is crazy about having to defend Patrick Mahomes is it's just – it's a hogwash conversation of an argument because it's, you know, saying that you're the best employee, you know, and then they'll say like, well, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't bring a backpack to work. Okay. He brings a briefcase. Mm-hmm. Who's bringing a briefcase to work? Well, he's still here all the time, on time, has all his work prepped out. Yeah, but he comes in at, you know, he gets to leave at 10 o'clock in the morning. He can't help his schedule. That's right. Just where his time slot, you know, it's stuff like that. And so when people want to have that conversation of, you know, this guy's better, that Joe Burrow had a better statistical year last year. Do you make the playoffs? No. Okay, well, look at Patrick Mahomes after that Buffalo, or right before, starting at the Buffalo game going the rest of the year. They played that game, what, last year, in like week six? And then all of a sudden you go after that game and he had like one turnover, but we don't want to talk about it. Well, he didn't play a full season because his team was 15-1 and going into the last week of the season, had everything locked up. He's been the one or the two seed every single year in the playoffs. He's had the AFC championship game go through his house every year he's been a starter except one.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Brady was still in the league.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, where do you want me to keep defending this? And quite frankly, I don't need to anymore. It's like, I don't need to defend that Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball hitter I've ever seen in my life. I watched a man get walked with the bases loaded.
Oh, God, yes.
I watched a guy hit egregious amounts of home runs. Well, he did steroids. Fine.
It's almost like the national
Taylor
media.
Was high on cocaine and was just ripping people's legs out of the socket.
That's the least he was on.
I mean, so it's like, yeah, we could have Doc Ellis threw a perfect game. He's high on acid.
Yeah.
I'd throw strikes, too, if the glove was the size of the state of Texas and the bat was a cobra.
I mean, could you
That's
imagine
how he describes this moment.
Yeah, right. But could you imagine pitching a big league game high on LSD?
I've only done this show once on acid. It was great.
It was fantastic. I remember that day. Yeah, it was huge. But I think with the Mahomes thing, it's like everybody's just waiting.
I just don't care anymore.
Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's like he almost, they're rooting for him to fail. They're rooting for him to not be good anymore. And you know what? All of that rooting and all that pining for Patrick Mahomes to fall off is not working. It's actually fueling his fire. And he's only going to get better. And he's only going to play better because of this. Like, you don't think this offseason for Patrick Mahomes, he busted his ass all offseason long with his wide receivers and Travis Kelce and all these guys to get ready for this season because of that bad taste that was left in their mouth? I couldn't even tell you the score of the Super Bowl. Okay? That's where I am on that Super Bowl. Well, that is so far a distant memory for me, but I'm not wearing number 15, okay? I'm not that guy, and he's that guy who will use that as motivation. And everything that nitwits say in the offseason about him, and there's been a lot recently, about Patrick Mahomes, he's going to use that as fuel for the fire to go out there and continue to prove everybody wrong. It's like this guy has accomplished so much, and I feel like he still has to go out there and prove doubters wrong.
I don't think he – that's why he said in that interview with KN, he said, let's just play football.
Let's have fun.
And, I mean, anybody that says that he's not the standard
– that guy's an idiot, man.
Yeah, they're just bored. They're just trying to come up with something, man. That's what it is at this point. And people are bored. They want discussion.
And that's fine. Have that discussion about Burrow and Lamar.
Yeah. Or talk Burrow about the other quarterbacks.
Because like, that's where it makes sense. Like, those guys all have the – what Patrick Mahomes has, those guys don't have in common. And it's not talent. It's the track record of winning.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen all have one thing in common. One, they can't beat Jordan. And two – they're all MVPs. Burrow's going to get his this year. I promise you.
You call it now, right? What are the odds on him to win?
I'd have to look it up on DraftKings.
As long as he doesn't fall on his face, he probably will get it because it is his turn.
And I just...
Which is so stupid.
And I think that's where you can have... If you're late, if you're tired and you're pining for football conversations, then go have that conversation. Or have the conversation we had today in our weekly poll question. Who's the fifth best quarterback in football?
Well,
I'm giving you four of the top five. I don't know who the fifth is.
Every conversation about quarterbacks in this league should all start out. We all know Mahomes is the standard. But if you got to win a game, do you want Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson as your quarterback? Because that's a debate. That is a real debate to have. Who do you want in a big game situation? Because really neither quarterback has proven they can win the big game situation. So who are you taking in that situation?
Right. Joe Burrow, third best odds to an MVP. Lamar Jackson at plus 550, tied with Josh Allen. Joe Burrow at plus 650. Patrick Mahomes at plus 700. Mm-hmm. You want to know what Chris Jones is for Defensive Player of the Year?
2,100.
Is that what it was? According to DraftKings, he is plus 6,000.
Okay. You want to talk about odds. Andy Reid has better odds to be the first coach fired than he does to win Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, he has the second worst odds to win Coach of the Year.
8,000 to 1 or something like
that. It's 9,000. It's plus 9,000.
Plus 9,000. He's got plus 5,000 to be the first coach fired.
Yep. Do you know who the favorite is to win Coach of the Year?
Let me guess. Yeah. What jackass hasn't coached before? Dick Bramer up there in Chicago.
I really love that you said this. It's your boy, Mike Vrabel.
Oh, Vrabel's the leader?
Oh, really? He is? On FanDuel, it is. What was his name?
Ben Johnson?
Dick Bramer.
That's a Dick Bramer. Yeah.
Chicago's coach?
Yeah. Ben Johnson. Yeah. And then Mike Vrabel. Yeah.
Yeah. DraftKings has Mike Vrabel plus 600, Ben Johnson plus 700. They have Liam Cohen Duvall.
That's my bet.
At plus 1,400.
That's a great bet.
Nah, dude, I'm taking Pete Carroll at 1,500.
Pete Carroll's a great bet at plus 1,500.
Yeah, both, man.
Because if that team has any sort of pulse.
Mm-hmm. Same with Jacksonville.
Nope.
Yeah, but the Raiders are a much bigger brand, much more dominating brand. Pete Carroll's a better human
coach.
Yeah,
but where Jacksonville could win that division, the Raiders won't. That would trump
Fair
over.
Fair point.
And Trevor Lawrence is...
If you figure Trevor Lawrence out,
Trevor Lawrence is headline city, dude.
Yeah.
More than anyone, even more than Ashton Jeanty. Way more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I mean, those are the two, right?
Pete Carroll's a good bet on that.
Yeah,
But the fact that Andy Reid has better odds to be the first coach fired than he does for Coach of the Year is pathetic.
Yeah, that's
People
asinine.
Believe that he has a better shot to get fired than he does to be the Coach of the Year.
Somebody from the 816 says, I figured it beat Stefanski. He hasn't won it in a couple of years.
Right, it's true. It should be Stefanski. What are his odds for Coach of the Year this year? It's got to be up there.
Somebody from the 913 says, Josh Allen doesn't need the refs or Taylor Swift to win games. Let's go Bills.
Okay, have you remember the video where the ref literally sat down with Josh Allen, popped a high C fruit punch for him, gave him a slice of orange, and patted him on the jock?
And they said, let me know
when... which games have Josh Allen won? Go Bills, Jimmy Gaffney, right?
Somebody says, let me know when Mahomes wins a Super Bowl that isn't handed to him. Blowhards.
He's comeback. Double digits and all of that.
Don't let the text line get you because you know about the text line, right? What that guy said?
That guy's an idiot, man.
That's great. Go Bills.
What Super Bowl has Josh Allen played? And call me when that happens. That's why that's a good debate. Dude. You got a big game to win. You got Burrow, you got Allen, or you got Lamar. Who are you taking to win the big game? Because you could say all three of them have never, other than Burrow. I mean, he did win here at Arrowhead. But that's it. One game out of the three of them.
The 913 continues. Allen is better, though. He doesn't pay the refs or need Taylor Swift. Mahomes isn't as good as Allen, buddy.
Buddy.
Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Yeah, your dad's Patrick Mahomes, brother.
That guy's an idiot, man.
Remember when your fans were kids and threw snowballs to Patrick Mahomes? Oh, that's right. Patrick Mahomes paid Mother Nature to have it snow so the Bills would have a chance. Still didn't work.
What does that cost? Because I would pay Mother Nature to rain like once a day, like for 2 hours.
It costs two lips in my ass cheek to kiss it.
Okay.
How about Asante Samuel, baby? You want to hear what he had to say about the Dolphins? Because that's funny. Hey, how's your division over there, Bills fan? How's your division? You got the Dolphins, the Jets, and New England?
That guy's an idiot, man. Yeah.
Dolphins had no reason to trade Jalen Ramsey other than they're sensitive. There's no leadership in the Dolphins organization. Mike McDaniels is a pushover. Chris Greer, the general manager, he has no backbone. These guys over here, the Miami Dolphins, they are running this team like a little league team. No one can stand up to the players. They're terrified of their own players, and they have no control over their players.
Hello, America.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, that is great scorched earth coming from a former player. And it was funny, a couple of years ago when they first hired Mike McDaniels down there in Miami, we had the conversation like, this will be good until they don't win. We're seeing it happen right before our eyes.
Well, not only that, but I mean, eventually you have to beat good teams. We talk about this with the Royals. Like, oh, yeah, they're beating Pittsburgh. I don't want to hear that. They just need to win right now. But eventually, you can't go out there this weekend and get your ass kicked by the Mets. Yeah. Right? You got to go out against the Mets and win 2 out of 3 because you have your backs against the wall. You're now 3 games under .500. But again, I brought this up to you guys yesterday in post-production meeting. Like, you know, could the Dolphins finish last in the AFC East?
Hell yes, they can.
And is that more embarrassing than finish last in the AFC South?
No.
No.
Because you would lose. That means the Jets would have a better record than you?
Fair point. Yes, it does. Okay. Right. Yep.
And the Jets quarterback is?
Justin Fields. I think the Jets are not going to be nearly as bad as people think.
Okay, because you're trusting Aaron Glenn.
They weren't that bad last year.
They were 4-13.
Yeah, but they were in like 4 of those games. Rodgers lost those games. I imagine the defense will be better. And Justin Fields isn't as bad as we'd like. He's the third best running quarterback in the league.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin Fields has gotten a bad rap.
He's got a really bad rap. That's all I'll say.
He has.
Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, like, there's things. They could win 6 games, 7 games.
Yeah, and that means the Dolphins would win 5.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
Just terrible, yeah.
Exactly.
It's
fair. No, so, I mean, like, if you finish worse than the Jets this year, yeah, that's
I mean, the
pathetic.
Two laughing stocks in the NFL are the Jets and the Browns. Am I wrong? I mean, I know we love Dallas, but Dallas still gets the playoffs.
Yeah.
They lose, but they still win.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're the worst.
Would you rather be an affiliate of the Browns or the Jets? And you're like, neither.
The Jets.
Titans fans, that they would argue they're the most forgotten team in the NFL. But
they have the number one pick, and nobody knows who that is.
Yeah, they were in a graphic yesterday that listed all 32 quarterbacks. Cam Ward was not on it.
I'd rather be forgotten than laughed at consistently.
A guy released all quarterbacks who's like in tears, right? And he made up all these tears. Cam Ward wasn't on the list. He forgot about Cam Ward.
Who did he have as the quarterback?
How
did he have 32 quarterbacks and leave out a team?
Exactly, left out a team because no one remembers him.
But that's an interesting one because Jen said to me the other day, she goes, you see Warren's allowing Cam Ward to wear his number one. And I'm like, I do, but it's like, it's not the same organization. I think when teams move, they need to leave everything behind, just like the Browns did. Like they left everything behind. Do it that way and just start anew in that city that you moved to, because nobody wants, you know, the Tennessee Oilers, and that's why they changed their whole name. But when they rebranded and did all that, once you leave a city, you got to leave your colors, you got to leave your records, you got to leave all that behind in case there is a backfill, and that can be the franchise in that city. Because Warren Moon going to Nashville, he's a Houston guy. That's not a Nashville thing.
Dan Orlovsky just got paid.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
ESPN gave him a contract extension. Mm-hmm.
Someone else just got paid, too.
Somebody thanked him for all he did. Chet Holmgren got paid.
Heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
They gave him a leg up.
You know who else got paid? Sal Palantonio, baby. He got paid today, too.
Oh, because Philadelphia won the Super Bowl?
They did. Yep. Sal's got a 2-year extension.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
He had always a good...
So ESPN's writing checks today.
Nice.
Which means that all these people that are 28 to 31 years old will get fired and not get him in a contract, which is why Dan Le Batard left ESPN.
Who are you talking about? Like
all the people? Who are we talking about? Yeah. All the people they hire that are young and actually talented, they don't pay them because they pay all these guys massive amounts of contracts. That's why Mina Kimes is, I don't think, at ESPN anymore. You can like her or hate her, whatever you want to think. That's why Dan Le Batard's not there anymore, yeah, because they are paying like guys like Dan Orlovsky this egregious amount of money. They pay, and that's, and Dan's a good guy. Dan deserves to be paid. I'm not saying that.
Dan, you know, we can have our disagreements with Dan, but at the end of the day, that guy does work his ass off, man.
And I'm going to be honest with you, that guy was very, very respectful to us at Radio Row. Oh, he was very kind. He didn't have to listen to Mac or talk to Mac to get an interview with us. He didn't have to come on with us. And he came over, he shook our hands, he looked us in the eye. He was polite. He gave us a good message. So he is completely a 180 to me in a personality. Yep. You do that, I'll change my perspective because I tell people to do nice things. That dude did a nice thing for a bunch of schmucks in Kansas City.
Yeah, he did.
And he was a professional about it.
And best it's amazing handler, how when you have those interactions with people, how that changes your perception of those folks. For sure. No matter who it is, right? You have a good interaction with somebody, it changes maybe how you viewed that person. So no, I'm glad for Orlovsky. He does work a lot. He really does. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, he busts it and he works at the craft. A lot of these professional athletes that come into this business do not work at the craft, and they stink at it. And that's why I don't understand. There was an article today on Barrett Sports Media. Can sports radio recruit former athletes? I'm like, I hope they don't. How many really former athletes are really good at this profession? It's not a lot of them.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, like, you look at FS1 and a lot of their guys that they do their shows, like, they're not former athletes. I mean, I know the morning show, I mean, Parkins is an athlete and he's good at his job. Nick wasn't an athlete. Mm-hmm. We know that. He's good at his job. I mean, Broussard, he's done better. I mean, those guys are, you know, they're fine. Dan Orlovsky, man, you talk about working your ass off.
Seriously.
Sixth season of NFL Live is still going to happen. Headline extensive studio show presence. Enters four seasons as Monday Night Football's analyst for select games, and he's going to have frequent appearances on Get Up, First Take, Pat McAfee, and Sports.
He's on all the time. Like, he's become kind of the new face of ESPN. I think it's cool. Like, good. Go for it. And the cool thing about Dan Orlovsky is nobody knows who Dan Orlovsky is from a football standpoint.
What? He's the guy that ran out of bounds.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all you know. He wasn't a big name type of player, but he's worked at this craft. He's gotten better. He's worked at it. He's gotten better. He's worked at it. Most athletes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't do that when they're done playing. They're like, I'm done, man. I worked my ass off, and I don't blame them. They just want to come in and talk football. It doesn't work that way.
His handler was by far the nicest person I got to work with throughout
Orlovsky's?
The radio. Orlovsky's handler, she was super nice.
Well, he's nice too.
He's nice too, exactly. You know. He hires good people. He has good people around him. Yeah, we'll try to get him on again. Jacksonville. I think he's calling that Jacksonville game, so Monday Night Football.
Hopefully we can have Mr. Orlovsky on. That'd be great.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.